Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, where four friends debate the latest issues in all sports and have a fun time doing it. High-heated arguments, crazy takes, and passionate opinions is what fills every pack-filled episode. Frenemies is available on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, and others. Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, episode 36. Talking college basketball today. Sweet 16 is upon us in, a couple hours?
A few hours.
All right. We'll start with – okay, I actually have a quick question. Why are the start times so weird?
I wish it was earlier.
The start time is 7:09, then 7:29, then 9:39, and 9:50.
I think it's always been like that, though. Fortunately.
But why?
Just odd. I'm trying to figure that out.
Would you like to ask someone?
Well, what's your take? Why do you think it is?
I don't have a take.
If you had to guess.
Boys, it's actually more of a general
question. Just March Madness. It's just the way the games go. There's a lot of games, and they probably plan the start time before. Okay, no, you're not going to nod at me like I'm an idiot. No.
All right.
No, that makes sense.
All right, we'll go to the first game. Arkansas, Gonzaga. This game's the 7:09 game. What do we think?
Well, every tournament you see one player that you're like, that is the best player in the tournament. And I think right now we're seeing that it is on Gonzaga's roster as Drew Timmy. Drew Timmy's first two games in the tournament have been just fantastic. At Georgia State, he dominated, but again, that's Georgia State. That's nothing too impressive.
In Georgia State.
And then how about the Memphis game? He's kind of the reason they won that game. They would have lost if Drew Timmy doesn't play like he does in the second half.
And the thing is, with Gonzaga and Memphis – everyone knew, I think, going in that Memphis was such a bad matchup for Gonzaga just because of their length and athleticism. And
they had length.
Memphis was up, 10 at half?
Yeah.
I think it was, maybe.
And Jalen Duren was feasting.
Yeah, Duren was having a field day.
Timmy's the leader of the team. You can see he's kind of the heart.
By far.
Like, he needs – when he plays well and the rest of the team just come along with him, they're good.
Plus, you guys see his post-game interview? That's one of my favorite, interviews I've seen.
Yeah, I saw that. I love Timmy.
And Arkansas, they played Eric Musselman.
Yep.
Great head coach. Mm-hmm. Always coaches well. Great tournament coach.
Andrew Nembhard, great point coach.
Gonzaga's been waiting. They're waiting for a game where they're just going to absolutely explode and just completely dominate a game. I think it's coming. I think it's going to be this one.
I do too. I think they kill Arkansas. I don't know.
It's so scary to say that in the tournament, but it's the complete opposite of Memphis. Arkansas is a bunch of
No, it's not complete opposite. I just think they're kind of a less talented but play better together. Memphis.
Yeah, but I don't think they're not as long as Memphis.
No, but they're athletic. Arkansas runs, and they're an athletic team.
That's what was killing Gonzaga.
Length.
Yeah, it was Jalen Duren's length. Chet couldn't turn around and just dunk it.
Yeah.
Plus, with Arkansas, they're not an offensive team at all. Their last round, in the round of 32, they didn't play a lick of offense, but they played probably the best defense of the tournament so far.
Yeah, but I got Gonzaga in this.
Easy.
All Gonzaga?
It's Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Michigan Nova is the next game. Villanova just beat Ohio State. Jack has a lot of thoughts about Chris Holtman, but that week, do you want to do it now?
Yeah, we'll go.
Why not?
30 seconds.
All right. My Chris Holtman thoughts?
Everything Jack says, I agree with, by the way.
Chris Holtman is a terrible coach, in my opinion, one of the worst coaches in the history of Ohio State men's basketball. He's the first coach in history of the Ohio State men's basketball program to not make the Sweet 16 in his first 4 years as a coach. 5 years, you know what he's done? He wasted Caleb Wesson. He wasted Kade Bates-Diaw. And now he wasted EJ Liddell and Malachi Branham. He is a terrible coach. There are no offensive sets. It's hard to watch. The team doesn't play well. And not to mention the chemistry is terrible, i.e. Jimmy Sotos.
Jack, I completely agree with everything you said. I think people don't really see Holtman as a bad coach just because of the players he brings in.
Good
phenomenal
recruiter,
players.
Good recruiter.
Great recruiter. Awful. Awful head coach.
Carter, you can respond to that. Jack pretty much summed it up. He's pathetic.
I think Carter are on the same page here. I think you guys are too hard on Chris and what you guys are saying. He's a very good head coach. Is he elite? No.
St. Peter's.
But he's a very, very, very
– than Chris Holtman.
Okay. This is not Ohio State.
So Max Emmis and Oral Roberts have more Sweet 16.
Just going to say that. Great point, Hunter Bear.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, Michigan, Villanova. Michigan kind of Cinderella run. People said that they shouldn't be in the tournament, and now they're in the Sweet 16.
Brings me to my next point. Michigan never deserved to be in this tournament.
Oh, my God. Jack.
I don't think they did.
Jack, stop.
Here's why. we look at the teams that didn't get in. Michigan had a terrible regular season. Their coach punched someone, and then they lost in the first round of the Big Ten championship game. Indiana, better record than them, beat them in the Big Ten championship and had to play a play-in game. And there's a bunch of other scenarios around the country where you can see teams with better records and better resumes not get in, and Michigan got in. Michigan got in just because of their name, and stuff like that pisses me off. No, you deserve, you get okay. in how you perform in the regular season. Just because you're a big name like Michigan, you don't deserve to just automatically get in the tournament. Jackson. And then real quick, I just want to say I hate Hunter Dickinson.
Okay, wait, I have to go real quick because I didn't get a chance to respond on the Holtman. Holtman has been to the Sweet 16.
Not with twice. Ohio State.
Right, not with Ohio State. Well, which and to say he's as egregiously at fault is wrong. There were some poor decisions that Ohio State players made during that game.
That's coaching. Made at the end of the season. That's stuff you see against Akron. Akron versus Ohio State. Okay.
Not to mention,
that's fine. That's the second or third game of the season. But at the end of the season, we're still doing the exact same shit. That's what pisses me off.
That's not on Holtman.
How? Who is that on then, Carter?
If Malachi Brahman throws a pass at someone's foot and it goes the other way, that's on Holtman?
No, that's not on Holtman. But I'm saying sets-wise, it's because probably the shot clock was down to 2 seconds. We were trying to get in the freaking post for an hour. That's on Holtman. In and out.
So what should we have done against Villanova?
What was working against Nova? Attacking the lane. More ball movement. I love EJ Malachi, don't get me wrong, but just in and out.
They scored a majority of the points.
Not Ohio State episode.
Right. Carter, either way.
You're going to have a response here. They're not going to answer. You had enough time to speak.
He has four top 60 recruits coming in next year. Mm-hmm. And either potential – I don't think Little's coming back.
No, Little's gone. Branham, I think, will.
I think Branham will come back, similar to
EJ Liddell?
No. Yeah, kind of like Liddell. But there's another name I'm forgetting to sort of refine his skills before he goes off to the NBA and hopefully has a successful career. Next year is the make or break season. One of his highest two recruits in Liddell's gone, but Branham has experience now.
They have the Georgia State Player of the Year too.
And they have four talented guys and they have some seasoned role player. And they'll probably get someone in the transfer portal. So next year, if he doesn't make a Sweet 16 run, that's fine. When it comes to Michigan and Villanova, to say that Michigan should not have been in the tournament
is idiotic and dumb and moronic and stupid and idiotic.
No, yes. It's not wrong. But to say that they're not a good team.
You can argue that a week ago, but you can't argue that now.
No, I didn't say they were a good team. I said they didn't deserve to be in the tournament.
Jackson, you can argue that a week and a half ago before the game started, but they just knocked off almost everyone's title, Final Four, Elite Eight contender.
They also had great wins in the regular season, Jackson. Ooh. That's why they got Tennessee. Because they're great wins.
Uh-oh. Yeah. That's my point. They beat Iowa.
I guarantee you, there wasn't a single person I was talking to that didn't have Tennessee in the Elite Eight, Final Four.
Here's what it's similar to. Did the Cincinnati Bearcats deserve to be in the college football playoffs this year?
Yes.
No. Not at all.
Yes, mm-hmm. They did. But were they better than some of the teams that did not make it? No.
No.
It's the same situation. Michigan's resume did not deserve to be in the March Madness bracket over Texas A&M. But their strength of schedule is probably the reason they got in.
Yeah, and their name. But that's fine. You can argue that if they get blown out by 20 in the first round. They just beat two extremely quality teams.
That's not our argument. That's not our argument at all. We're saying, did they deserve to be in? Based on what they did in the regular season, the answer is no. Are they a good team?
The answer is yes. They do deserve to be in.
They completely deserve to be in.
Over Texas A&M.
Yes.
So what if A&M was put in their position and A&M does the same thing?
Then A&M deserves to be in. Because if Michigan loses, if Michigan loses first round, A&M deserves to be in. Michigan is dominated now in a Sweet 16 run. No one can say they don't deserve to be in when they're in the Sweet 16. There are top 16 seeds left. Wisconsin's home. Iowa's home. Ohio State is home.
A&M gets in. Let's say A&M gets in over Michigan. A&M goes the same length that Michigan does.
A&M deserved it.
But you can't say that. Why did they deserve it?
Because of their playoff run. If they come in and just get mollywopped,
that's the problem.
That's not a problem.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Carter's just saying, look at it just in a vacuum. This is just saying, like, before the tournament started, without knowing Michigan.
A&M had a better resume and should have got in. Yes. Okay. Before the tournament.
I know. That's legit all Carter was
saying. Okay, that's it. That's it. Before the tournament, that's
it. I think Michigan deserved to be in over Texas A&M. That's just me.
Right now.
Two weeks ago, you could say they could have been in over some other teams.
Two weeks ago, I thought it was A&M in the tournament.
That's a fair point. Can we actually talk about the game though?
Yeah.
Please.
Michigan Villanova.
I think it's be extremely close.
It's a terrible matchup for Villanova.
I think Michigan matches up really well with Villanova.
Because Michigan's got some size, and too. Honestly, Villanova loves just to post up people in Michigan. Honest to God,
if I were a betting man, which I'm not, I would take the Michigan Wolverines over Villanova. Honestly, I honest to God think Michigan wins this game. I really do. I'm really confident Michigan. Hunter Dickinson's a beast. Villanova does not have a lot of guys that can match up with Dickinson.
Reggie Miller said it. Villanova is the best team under 6'7" in the nation.
Correct.
Every year.
But if you
prevent Villanova from playing their in and out style of basketball, you'll win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And pace.
And on Ohio State competed with you for about 35 minutes. That just shows you they're an awful team. You know.
Okay. Well, I think people are very.
I'll take Villanova, but like a very tight margin.
Very underrated with.
Very tight margin.
I'll go Michigan. I'm going to go Michigan.
Really?
I agree. I honestly think Michigan too.
You know, I'm no pun intended here. I think Jay Wright punches Juan Howard in the mouth. Like I think it's a slap fest. Villanova is one of the best coached college basketball teams in the tournament. And they're a tournament team.
You have always loved Jay Wright.
I love Jay Wright. He's one of my favorite coaches. I think he's fantastic. I love Colin Gillespie. I don't think Michigan's very talented outside of Hunter Dickinson. And I think Villanova knows that. And I think Villanova's going to stop Hunter Dickinson. And I don't think Michigan's going to be able to have an answer when Hunter Dickinson can't do anything. The same way they kind of tried to stop E.J. Liddell.
Because
E.J. Liddell had to make some tough shots.
Dickinson has to have a bad game for Villanova to win, I think.
Or even a great game and no one else does anything.
If Michigan can stop... because Villanova wins the game on runs. It'll be like the second quarter in Villanova, or not second quarter, the beginning of the second half, and the Villanova will go on they did against the Buckeyes, like a 9-0 run or something like that. If Michigan can stop that, it'll be close. But I also think it's going to be these two teams play a little slower paced.
Yeah.
Especially since Michigan's best player this year is a post. So I think it's going to be like low scoring, grinded out, single possession back and forth. I'll take Villanova, but I think it's going to come down to which team hits free throws.
I like that.
I like that too.
Next game, which may be the closest one of them all, just on who's going to win. Texas Tech Duke, 9:39, CBS. I've gone back and forth.
Now, listen, I'll start here. I had Texas Tech beating Duke in almost every single one of my brackets. I like Texas Tech a lot. They're a phenomenal defensive team, number one in the country. Thinking about it more and watching Duke play Michigan State, I think Duke wins this game, and I'm going Duke.
Fully agree.
Okay. Listen. Paolo Banchero, however you say it, he's the best player on the floor. He's a freshman, but he's the best player on the floor. That's what you need to win March Madness games.
Yeah.
Who's the better coach?
Coach K.
Coach K is a better coach by a mile, and this is his last season. I honestly thought he was going to go home early. And now that I've watched that game and I was thinking about it a little bit, I was like, Hunter, you're a moron. Okay, Coach K will go on a run. I think Duke wins. I think they're a very good two-point defending team as well. And Texas Tech cannot shoot free throws, and they cannot shoot the three ball. Everything else Texas Tech does is phenomenal. They get to the hole really well, and they can play defense really well. But they can't shoot three-point, and they can't shoot free throws. That does not win you March Madness games. So I'm going Duke. Jackson?
Yeah, I like those points there.
Yeah.
What did you just do?
Thoughts on those points?
Thoughts on the points, Jack. Let's go.
Sorry.
You got to stay focused.
Well, you can't.
No, that's enough. You got to stay focused.
Stay focused.
This is unbelievable.
Look at him. Yeah, I got Duke. And it's just – that's one of my gut feelings. I just – gut feeling says Krzyzewski gets to the Elite Eight.
That's exactly
gut feeling just says Coach K's in the Elite Eight.
They honestly match up pretty well too, I feel like. I don't know. I'm going Duke. I feel like everyone has Texas Tech. I feel like a lot of people have Texas Tech winning this game.
A lot of people do, for sure. Yeah, I know. Because Texas Tech might honestly be the better team, but it's just – it doesn't feel like Duke loses here.
Jacob, any thoughts? I know you said Duke.
No, I think you covered most of it.
Okay. Hip.
When I was filling out my brackets, my second favorite team is Duke. I'm an Ohio State fan first, but I've always loved Duke. The problem is some of the – I love Coach K too, but some of the inconsistencies I've seen from Duke this season have been scary. And specifically on the defensive end, mm-hmm. they have been very questionable, particularly in transition defense.
That's fine because Tech is not a good offensive team, I feel
they like. They push. They're not a good half-court offensive team at certain times. They can stall, but their transition offense is very good, and Duke's defense is not elite. So I have Texas Tech winning this game.
Okay.
It's going to be close.
That's fine.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Duke won this game, but it's going to be very, very close, and I just have Texas Tech edging them out, unfortunately. Sending Coach K home.
I think this game goes to overtime. Just a thought. I just think this game goes to overtime. I really do. All right, Jake, next game.
Houston, Arizona. I also want to just quick little thing. The bracket that I said when we did our bracket episode, my bracket for that was literally so piss poor. I apologize. That's on me. The other one that I did end up doing okay, but just want to point that out. That was awful at picking.
Mine was bad too, that I said on here. Really bad.
But Houston, Arizona. Houston's a 5, playing Arizona 1.
I've seen.
I have a pretty easy thought here. I love Arizona. I love their coach, love their players, love how athletic they are. Houston's a well-coached team. I was wrong about them. I thought they were going to lose early.
I think they'll
keep it close for the majority of the game, but I think late Arizona pulls away, and I have Arizona winning.
I cannot agree more with that. I think Arizona has. I mean, Benedict Mathurin, Arizona stud, has the it factor. I don't think he lets them lose this game. Houston's a great team, but two of their best players were hurt this entire March Madness run. Two of their best players got hurt late in the season. So I don't think they can have anyone that is kind of like the go-get-a-bucket guy. So I think it's a tight game throughout most of it. I think with like 5 or 6 minutes left, Arizona goes on a run, and they end up winning by probably 7 or 8.
So – I think this is really simple. I think Houston wins this game. It's just who I think wins. I think. Let me see. I'm going to Arizona in about 24 or 30 hours. So I wanted to pick Arizona because I'd like to watch Arizona while I'm in Arizona. And I just don't think Arizona's going to win. I think Houston's going to win. I think they're a better tournament team. Better offense proficiency, better defense proficiency. I think it works out pretty well, and I think Houston wins this game. Carter?
For those of you who do not know, I am a huge Arizona men's basketball fan this season.
They're really
– I have been
– they're just fun to watch,
I have been with them since –
it's been a couple months. December?
December?
I mean, yeah, I do remember that. You've liked them for a while.
I love – Benedict
Mathurin.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name.
Dalen Terry.
He's my second favorite player in college basketball besides Jaden Ivey, which we'll get to in a second. They're so athletic. They play great defense. Their offense can really go. They're top 15 in both adjusted efficiencies. And like Hunter said, Benedict just has that swagger.
Yeah.
They have the championship hustle.
Yeah.
That's what I like. The championship drive. The ball's on the floor. I'm taking Arizona over every other team to come up with the ball.
Yeah, and honestly, if I were doing a Sweet 16 bracket and I had to get to redo it, like kind of redo it over right now, I think I have Arizona winning it all. Honestly,
I'm a huge fan, and I have Arizona winning this by – I think Houston's a good team. I just think Arizona, every tournament, you're going to get tested at some point, and the fact –
And they did last round.
They did.
TCU has TCU's good, too. They're a good team, too.
They had a really bad matchup for them, the 6'10", 270.
Dude.
He was huge. And Arizona was
– Houston doesn't have that.
Was punched in the mouth a couple times in that game, and they took the punch. And especially on that last possession, even though some people say it was a foul, and maybe it was, but the fact that – Like, they're one of the only teams that I trust to be on defense and get me a stop at the end of the game.
I agree with that.
Arizona winning by double digits.
I like that pick, Kip. Next game, first game on Friday, my favorite game, the game I'm truly going to be rooting for a team, St. Peter's, let's go, Doug, against Purdue.
Cinderella run.
Gosh, I hope they make the Elite Eight we'll take so it to Jack bad. First. So bad. Guys, I'll say a quick thing, and then I'll finish it off. I don't think they're going to win.
I don't either.
I think
they're going to win two in rounds.
The first half, but I think they won't be able to keep up with Purdue. But, man, I hope they win so bad.
Jack?
First off.
You can have your flowers.
When we did our first March Madness episode, when we got to Kentucky St. Peter's, 2-seed versus 15-seed, I stopped the episode, and I said, you know, for whatever reason, and I don't know why, I think St. Peter's wins this game. Now, in our official episode, I did pick Kentucky, but I said I think St. Peter's might actually win. Mm-hmm. That was the only close 2 versus 15 seed game. St. Peter's won. Now, Carter and Hunter can attest to this. In my actual bracket that is in Carter's March Madness group, I picked St. Peter's to beat Kentucky. Yes,
in his second bracket, he did. He was the only person to pick it in like a 50-some person bracket.
50 or 60, yeah.
For whatever reason, I felt great about it.
That was the upset we couldn't get, Jacob.
I love St. Peter's. I love their coach. I love their style of basketball. I love the culture. Like, and I didn't know anything about St. Peter's beforehand. I just, for whatever reason, something spoke to me and said, St. Peter's wins this game. And I don't know what it was. Now, after watching two full seasons or two full games of St. Peter's, I've fallen in love with this team. I love them. I love everything about them. And you know what? Damn it, they beat Purdue tonight.
Tomorrow.
They beat Purdue tomorrow, damn it. They will outmuscle them. The Big Ten is a joke. They're not a tournament. They're not a tournament conference at all. I don't even know what the hell conference St. Peter's is in, but they beat Purdue. And I will be so excited for that game. What's their team name?
The Peacocks.
Let's go, Cox.
So here's the thing. I want St. Peter's to win more than anything. My bracket's done. I have nothing to root for. St. Peter's is that Cinderella team. I hope a 15 seed can get to the Elite Eight. I really do. I'm just not sure how 6'7" Casey Nadifo, their center, is going to guard 1 7'4".
I'll tell you how, Smith. It's that New Jersey strength and toughness that they have that no other team has. The Peacocks are beating Purdue. No, because that Purdue guy grew up in a Walmart. You know where the Peacocks grew up?
Boilermakers,
in New Jersey.
The Boilermakers have a national toughness.
No, not they just, don't. Not just no, New they Jersey. Don't. They have a Walmart toughness.
Where the hell is the Zach Edey dude from? There's no way he's American.
Zach Edey. Is that his name? Is that how he pronounces his last name? Zach Edey is from Toronto, Canada.
Okay, well, that actually surprised me. I was going to guess like Slovakia or something. But honestly, I want St. Peter's to win. I'm going to pick Purdue just because Jaden Ivey is one of the best players in college basketball. They're amazing. But I really hope the Cocks do it. I really do.
Can we stop referring to them as the Cocks?
What? That's their name.
The Peacocks.
The Cocks.
No,
the
stop. Cocks, stop.
Baby. All right.
It's okay. Like South Carolina.
As I just mentioned.
They're also the Cocks.
No, they're the Gamecocks.
As I just mentioned. Actually, I'll just get to them last. The real problem is not Zach Edey.
But there's no way there's 6'7" center.
Yes, there is.
Travion Williams is one of the most underrated players in the Big Ten.
Wrong.
He is a phenomenal passer. You don't even know who I'm talking about,
Jack. I have no idea.
He's a phenomenal passer. You want to talk about toughness from New Jersey? He's from downtown Chicago.
Nope, Jersey's tougher.
He's 6'10". Jersey is 55.
I've been to downtown Chicago. Jersey's tougher.
He's an elite. He's an elite, elite passer out of the post. But that's, I mean, he's a matchup nightmare for them. And I love the toughness of St. Peter's, and I think their run's been magical. And I'm kind of glad they beat Kentucky because I'm not a huge fan of Coach Cal. I'll get into that in a different
episode. My dad isn't either.
In a different episode. But the real reason Purdue's going to win is Jaden Ivey is on a mission. That man may be the fastest player I've ever watched.
Wait, what game are we on now?
I hope he's on a mission.
What game are we on now? Oh, sorry.
I hope he's on a mission because no one in the entire world expects St. Peter's to win this game, nor should they win this game.
I'm not talking about Purdue saying to win St. Peter's. I'm talking about winning the tournament. He is on a mission. They choked last year in their tournament game, and he is – I've said it all year, even though I just said I would take Chet number one overall next year. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Jaden Ivey fan, and I think he's going to – it honestly could be a blowout. It could be like 30 points.
Oh,
That's hurtful. That's hurtful.
It could be an absolute mess.
Dog in the whole squad.
All right, so you have Purdue. I also have Purdue. Jack,
mark my words. Purdue does not win. If Purdue wins this game, it's not by double digits. Mark my words.
Put a shaved head on it.
Yeah.
What do you want me to put on it?
I'll take Purdue.
Shaved head if it's by double digits?
Yeah. Put it here. You have to shave your head.
Jack.
You have to go like a swimmer's haircut.
Because when Jaden Ivey.
Oh, my God. Are you actually thinking about this? It could be like a 6-point game, and then pretty much two threes at the end.
This is going to be one of those things where you say you're going to do it, and you're going to back out at the last second, like you're doing this.
I can't shave my head.
And he's shaving your head.
No, because I'm going on vacation soon. I can't go on vacation.
We'll do it after.
No, because then prom's coming up.
Okay, after prom in the summer, June. I'll set a countdown right now.
You look like a neo-Nazi.
Okay.
All right. That's their thing.
All right. In the summer. Will you do it in the summer?
Not after you said that, no.
Okay. All right, we'll move on. Next game.
I can't let you do that. I almost had to do that, and that was terrible. That was the worst.
Next game.
The worst game I've won.
Yeah, but I didn't say you were going to look like that. That's terrible,
Carter. Next game, Providence, Kansas. Providence is kind of surprising team. A lot of people had him upset.
This game is –
You
start, Jake.
I like Providence just because a lot of people doubted them. They're a good team. They play some old style basketball, which I don't know how it works, but it does. It's like watching the wishbone in football. But Kansas played very well. I like Bill Self. I don't know how much I like him as a tournament coach necessarily. But do I really like Ed Cooley that much better?
No.
Let me ask you a question.
I think it's a good game though. I'm gonna take Kansas though.
All right, is anyone here picking Providence?
No, I'm not.
I'm really considering it, but I think
I wouldn't even be surprised if Providence won. This is gonna be a game that could be legit in the 40s. Like, I don't know why. It just seems like such a boring game, in my opinion.
Yeah, I got
it. Just seems like a really boring game.
I got
game.
Kansas too.
No, I could definitely see it just being a slugfest.
Yeah, I could too. All right.
Do you think Kansas could like win the whole thing after this game?
I have Kansas in my final, actually.
Okay.
And for March Madness, but right now I do not think they get there.
I think Kansas.
Honestly, Miami could beat them too.
I think Kansas. You know what Kansas is? I think Kansas is the Michigan football of college basketball. Big name program, big name coach. They have big name players every year, and then they never, ever, ever get to where they're supposed to be.
You know, that's not a bad comparison.
Always, actually, I like that. They always underperform in the tournament. They're never the Final Four. I rarely see them in the Elite Eight. And I'm not big on Kansas. Kansas wins this game, but they are the Michigan of college basketball.
So everyone Kansas.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll get to the final two games. Final two games of the March Madness slate. UCLA is facing North Carolina. North Carolina kind of on a Cinderella run after upsetting the one seed. We'll go to Carter first. Carter, what are your thoughts on this game?
God, North Carolina's smoking hot right now, but I really like UCLA, so I'm going to take UCLA.
Jack, who you got?
Well, I said this in the beginning, the Jack stats. There's two teams that can win the championship, Gonzaga and UCLA, so I think UCLA wins this one.
Did he say Gonzaga and Arizona?
No, Arizona was never in my Jack stats.
Here, I'll skip my UCLA pick right now before you get to talk about whatever you're going to say. I love UCLA. They already got battle tested, as me and Carter said.
By Akron?
Yeah, that's fine. They had a battle. They
fear the room.
Experienced it, and they know they have to come out hard every single game. They just had a great coming for great performance in the round 32. I love UCLA here by more than 10 points.
Wow. Really?
Oh, I don't know if it's going to be that, but
more than we might points. Disagree tomorrow. So I don't like that the UCLA Bruins got feared by the Rue. That does fear me a little bit. The only thing I've gotten right on my bracket is North Carolina so far. Legit the only thing.
Well, that's just why you're clinging on to.
No, and honestly, I think North Carolina wins this game. I'm going Carolina.
I don't hate
I that. Can be convinced otherwise. But I'm going Carolina. Armando Bacot is a stud. Caleb Love's a stud. And he fell out, by the way, the last two games. And Davis, the Davis dude for North Carolina, is unbelievable, too. I didn't even know they had him. So I think UNC wins. I'm going UNC, ending UCLA's run. All right.
Final game, two double-digit seeds. Iowa State, which was Carter's pick.
Thank you.
Miami, thank you. I had them going to Sweet 16 as well. So that's the one pick that I have right, so I'll be holding
out. Flowers to both of you. Flowers to both of you.
Both my bracket sucks, but I got Miami right. Yeah, so Carter, you want to go first about your Iowa State? Because legit, I love Miami in this spot. But
I'm not going to lie to you.
They shocked me. The Cyclones have shocked me.
Yeah, well, you guys said they were trash, and that was
they did dumb. Win two games last year, so I was not expecting this whatsoever.
I don't know why.
Further than Holtman.
What?
Further than Holtman.
They just, I don't know. I just like their coach. I like their style of play. And I hope they win. Because I think they actually give a good matchup to the Kansas-Providence winner.
See, that's the thing. I don't like their coach, and I don't like their style of play. So I'm shocked that they're even like where they're at right now, honestly. I thought Iowa State was going to get obliterated first round. I thought Iowa State was going to get obliterated second round when they actually miraculously made it past first round. I love this Miami team. Freaking Isaiah Wong is so fun to watch. And Charlie Moore, the little point guard number 3, is a stud too. He's so good, too. I don't even know their coach, but I watched him in the post-game interview with his arm around Charlie Moore.
Larinaga?
Yeah, I love him, too. He's been there forever. The old dude. He seems so nice. And
this game may be, like,
if there's one
very high scoring.
Or very low scoring. It's going to be in the
Iowa State cannot put
– Yeah, no, this could be – very. No, Iowa State cannot score. That's why I'm shocked at where they're at, honestly. But there's always a team in March Madness. You never know. So, if there's one team I'm clinging on to for the tournament to make a run, it's Miami. I don't know why. I just love
the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Miami.
I got Miami by 40.
I'm taking my Cyclones.
So, here's the deal for this game.
What's the deal, Jack?
No idea who's going to win.
Okay.
And when I don't know who's going to win, okay, I just like to pick something random and go with that. Mm-hmm. And I would feel ashamed as us as a podcast if we were to go multiple March Madness episodes without mentioning, in my opinion, and definitely in Jake's opinion, one of the greatest coaches in the history of sports, Jim Valvano.
Jimbo, oh my God. Jimmy V's my hero in life, to be honest. My mentality, never give up. He's an inspiration to me. Thank you for that, Jackson.
Absolutely.
I have no idea where you're going to go with this, but keep going.
Well, I was thinking back to what you were saying about Miami's coach. Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is, but he looks like a mix of Jim Boeheim and Bernie Sanders.
He does. No, that's actually really good. And that's really good.
And he's just sitting there, little arm around.
He's like smiling.
Smiling.
He looks like an old nice.
He's talking about
grandpa.
How proud he is of
all
him.
The girls. Like, oh, he's so
he's
cute.
Gotta be like 6'5", like, too. Like
that he like
yeah, he probably is, but like just on TV.
So you know he reminds me of Jim Valvano and my favorite math teacher of all time. My favorite teacher of all time, Mr. Peters. Mm-hmm. Shout out Mr. Peters if you're listening. So I'm just going off the coach. I love their coach. He's everything I want in a coach. I don't know who wins this game. I hope it's Miami. I love the team. I love the story. And I love their coach. Shout out to all you guys. Shout out Jimmy V. And then shout out my AP Lang teacher, Mr. Mon, currently doing a speech about Jimmy V for Mr. Mon's class.
So how did Jimmy V relate to this? Because he
– great coach. I just love the coach. Love the storyline.
Okay.
He's comparing Miami's coach.
No, I like that.
I didn't compare – no. Jimmy V is uncomparable. No one will ever come close to Jimmy V.
Thank you. Thank you.
No one will ever come close to Jimmy V.
Mind.
I love Jimmy V.
I like
the same way I'm falling in love with this Miami coach. He'll never be Jimmy V, but he's like, you know,
I like that.
It's like a little piece of Jimmy V is still here.
I like
that. And it's running through Miami's coach.
I think he's embracing the squad. It's a lot of older guys too. It looks like he's going to retire this year or next year.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah, but so we have three Miamis and one Iowa State.
Yep, one Cyclone.
All right. Thanks for listening to today's episode. We'll see you later. Make sure to like and subscribe to the Frenemies podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening on Spotify. Make sure you interact with our polls and questions on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you really want to and have a chance on making it into our show, you can leave an audio recording on your take, opinion, and whatever you want to say. Thanks for listening.